So spoke he in his prayer, and wise Zeus heard him, and straightway thundered out of bright Olympus, out of the clouds above. Royal Odysseus was made glad. Moreover, a woman, grinding corn, sent forth an ominous cry out of the house hard by, where stood the mills of the shepherd of the people. 12 women in all worked here, preparing barley, meal, and corn, men's marrow. The rest were sleeping, having ground their wheat. One only had not ended, for she was very weak. She, stopping at last her mill, uttered these words, an omen for her master. O father Zeus, who rulest over gods and men, loud hast thou thundered from the starry sky, and no cloud anywhere. Surely in this thou givest man a sign. Then bring to pass for miserable me the words I speak. May the suitors today, for the last and latest time, hold their glad feast within Odysseus' hall. They who with galling labor made my knees grow weak, while I prepared them meal, may they now feast their last. She spoke, and royal Odysseus was gladdened by her cry and by the thunder of Zeus. He said that woe was come upon the guilty. And now the other handmaids of the goodly palace of Odysseus came together, and kindled on the hearth a steady fire. Telemachus also, a mortal like a god, rose from his bed, put on his clothes, slung his sharp sword about his shoulder, under his shining feet bound his fair sandals, then took his ponderous spear tipped with sharp bronze, and went and stood upon the threshold, saying to Eurycleia, "Good nurse, have you provided for the stranger in the house comfort in bed and food, or does he lie neglected? That is my mother's way, wise though she is. Blindly she honors one of the meaner sort, and sends the better man away unhonored." Then heedful Eurycleia answered, "Now do not blame a blameless person, child. He sat and drank his wine as long as he inclined, and he said he wanted no more bread. She asked him that. And as soon as he began to think of rest and sleep, she bade her damsels spread his bed. Then he, like a man quite mean and miserable, refused to sleep upon a bed and under blankets, but on an undressed hide and fleecy sheepskins lay down within the porch. We put a cloak upon him.